before they come.
Myself, I am the Can Man.
Yes, he is the Can Man.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Can Man Show. Welcome to the Can Man Show. He is inside of every door. When you wake and when you sleep, the Can Man guy is awfully neat. Welcome to the Can Man Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. Joining me, as always, is my best friend in the whole wide world, Kevin. The Goppus. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm pretty good, Chad.
Good, good, good. Also joining us tonight is Ryan Schoenhardt.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Ryan. And then Brian Butters Bonensteiner. How you doing, Butters?
I'm great.
Wait, like you get his name right, but you messed up mine for how long?
Yeah, his isn't, I don't know, whatever yours is, Schoenhardt.
Yeah, I can't
pronounce it. Is it Norse or something?
German.
German? Yeah. All right.
Weird.
But yeah, Bonensteiner is easy for it to roll off the tongue.
It is. Schoenhardt. You see how I remember your name is the porn name. It's Ryan Schoenhardt. Every time I think about it, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about you in a porn way.
No.
Weird.
I'd be like, oh God.
So, that's wrong. So everybody, how was your week?
Give me a beer.
Pretty busy.
Good. Good.
You want the beer already?
I want the beer already.
Okay, well, Kevin, you did a little research on some beers, and a little later in the podcast we'll bust those out.
Research. I went to a couple stores, and no, I you know, it's getting to that time where, you know, beer drinking time, summer. I've just been drinking the same beer for God, a couple of years now. I just drink like Amberbach, you know,
right?
And I think it's time to try something else and get a new favorite beer.
All right, cool.
Or a new beer that I hate.
Cool.
Whatever.
So we want to try a few beers the next couple episodes and see what's good, what's bad, and what's really bad.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So about half are interesting. The other half are more stuff I just haven't tried, but I always wanted to.
You know, one way you can pick a beer is go in and say, what has the most dust on it?
Okay.
So, well, you know, that way, you know, because the chances are it's...
You know, fermented?
That's an odd one. That's how we used to, when I worked at a warehouse, we used to go to the bar after work, and that's how we'd go in. We'd pick
the
like,
dustiest liquor bottle.
Yeah, we'd the pick dusty. one
you,
drink
why don't
to
you
drink.
The Galliano, the big yellow
Uzo.
Thing.
Uzo.
That's the one I remember. That's what we picked because it had the most dust on it back then. We're like, we'll drink that one. And the guy's like, great. We'll get rid of it.
Yeah. Well, I suppose the guy, you got to get a deal on that one. Is that how,
no.
how you got the deal on your liquor?
So.
All right. Cool.
Uzo. What is
it's a Greek liquor. It tastes like black licorice.
Wow. Oh,
does it do the same effect
so
then?
Like it's Jaeger?
So it's Jaeger? Does make your poop green?
Yes. Was it like Jägermeister or something?
I guess. I don't know. I've never had Jägermeister.
Yeah, Jaeger
think.
Bombs?
Jaeger, yeah. Jaeger is
some
a little
Uzo,
more...
Uzo bombs?
Well, Jaeger's more pepperminty than
I
black
usually
licorice.
I don't taste it very much when
it's down. That's a
Jaeger.
German one, isn't it?
Yeah, Jägermeister?
Yeah.
It's more minty.
Yeah,
mint. So
usually it's so cold, I don't really taste it quite as much.
I don't know. I like Jaeger. It's good.
Just yeah, you not, look like a Jaeger drinker.
Yeah, I had it last, I think, my 30th birthday. Mm.
Okay.
So,
well, get your fatty liver ready.
Yeah, get my fatty liver ready. So, Ryan, how was your week?
Pretty good.
Good?
I'm trying to think. Well, we're just coming off of the holiday weekend.
Sorry, missed your fire pit.
It was small. It was just if nobody was doing anything because I was on call this last week, so I couldn't go anywhere for holidays. So we were just trying to think of something to do.
Yeah, you got the coolest fire pit in your backyard. I like it. I like it a lot.
We broke the lid that goes on top of it because I had smothered the fire one too many times with it.
And, yikes!
And last time it actually melted all the plastic inside the lid, and that got inside the bowl and just smelled terrible.
So it kind of looked shattered.
So I'm kind of
yeah, like shattered.
Broke up.
Yeah,
kind of glad I didn't.
Kind of looked cool on the ground.
Well, that was last time. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, after everybody left. So.
Yikes! Butters, how you been?
Busy.
Just
working a lot.
How's Wally World?
Memorial weekend.
Oh, was it busy in Wally World?
A little bit, yeah.
Really?
Surprisingly enough.
That's crazy. You spitting on anybody?
Not lately, no. I haven't seen Ryan, so I haven't had any reason to. Not you.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Hoagie. So crazy. So, any big things going on in your world? I mean, I know you'd been doing a lot of network gaming at Gamers, and I know you got a big gig coming up.
Yeah.
For CIA.
June 26th. At the Bohemian in Czech Village.
At the Bohemian. Now, is that where the Arbuckle's Tattoo Emporium used to be?
Next to it.
Next to where Arbuckle's used to be. For those of you who don't remember, last year in June, we had this big flood in Cedar Rapids, and it took out Czech Village and half of the city near the river. So they've rebuilt, and they built this new bar there. And
it's more of a restaurant bakery thing.
Cool.
It's interesting.
What did it exist before? Or is
no,
this,
this
new
is
place?
New. Totally. I don't know. It used to be a bar before, I believe. Now it's a really nice place. They got it's all Bohemian food.
Oh wow!
They got a nice bar downstairs. When we went, we had a duck pizza.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was interesting.
It was really duck on a pizza.
It was duck on a pizza. It wasn't really like a pizza crust. It was more like a Quaker crust.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice. That's funny.
Did your waitress actually say it that way?
No, I wish.
Oh, God.
She said cracker, and I was like, ah, Quaker!
Oh, God, you should really tell her. And then she could
I should. Run down there.
Just annoy people forever.
Yeah. It'd be their thing.
That could be their new slogan. I should probably
patent
it quick.
Home of the Quaker Crest. Not Quaker, Quacker.
Yes.
All right.
Can I have a beer?
So, all right. Comics in Action that
comics
night.
Action.
And that's the improv troupe that you're a member of, and I'm a former member of.
Yes.
So, cool.
And the jokes are better than this.
And it'll be a free show, so.
Wow.
Everyone needs to come on down.
Very cool. And again, that's the date.
June 26th,
8 p.m., which is a few weeks away. So before you guys have your gig,
it's actually not that big.
She can plug it one more time.
Yes. So this is a pretty big place.
It's actually not that big. It's probably smaller than the Hilltop was.
You guys
really
having it outside, aren't you?
No, not this time.
No,
not the first time.
Upstairs.
Because
we were talking about the basement is all.
It's real narrow.
Would be cool, but it's too narrow.
It's a really cool little basement. It's like a tunnel.
So is it made up with a stage and everything, or
no?
Okay,
that's a good thing. You're tall then.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Another gig I got to plug is the Daniel Arthur is this. I think it's Friday or Saturday night. I think it's Friday. The Odd Fellows. A friend of mine has a band. His name is Tim Palmershine, but the band is called The Odd Fellows. They'll be playing at Daniel Arthur's this weekend on their patio. So I believe it's Friday, but I'll have the link in the show notes. For those of you who are interested in checking that out, very good local talent. And I was hoping to play some of their music eventually, but Tim just hasn't got me on the songs yet. So sorry, Tim. Not Tim Arnold, you know, Tim, the guy from Oddfellows. Anyway, so this past weekend, the family and I, Zach stayed home because he had to work. Charlie had him slaving away,
was he
popcorn.
Cleaning toilets?
No, he's being, no, he wasn't being punished, apparently. He was making popcorn and pop and whatever he does there at the Wernerberg. And so the girls, my wife and my daughters and I went to Omaha and drove up there Friday after work and then stayed at the Fairfield Inn there in Omaha. A very nice little hotel. Saturday hit the zoo, the Henry Doerr Omaha Zoo, I think that's what it's called. Anyway, probably one of the most amazing zoos I've seen in the Midwest. Make sure that, I know you and your family are going in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
They've got just about every animal you can think of, at least one or more of.
Platypus?
I didn't see a platypus.
That doesn't have everything.
I said just about. They probably does have a platypus, and I just walked past it.
Then you didn't get all your money's worth.
Whatever. But I did get to see gorillas. I got to see orangutans, gorillas, tigers, lions, bears, all sorts of flavors of bears.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, bars. Exactly.
I wasn't gonna do it.
Goats, geese, all sorts of different types of monkeys and primates. I didn't see any chimps though. So they had gorillas and orangutans, but no chimps.
They were all at the medical research facility.
That could be it.
I'm putting makeup on.
A white rhino, an Indian, and an African elephant, giraffes, all sorts of assorted, weird-looking deer-like creatures.
Do you think the Indian elephant has a complex? I mean, they got the smaller ears, and you know.
I think
they drive sports cars then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the African elephant, he's got the. I'm not going to go there. Oh, my gosh. You led me down the path. But totally had a blast in Omaha. Lots of stuff to do that's free and cheap.
I've drove through Omaha so many times and never paid it any attention.
Yeah.
I sleep at that time.
In Omaha.
They've got this old market town, old marketplace. It's not too far from the zoo. In fact, it's on the same street that the zoo is, 10th. In Omaha.
I'm interested in the candy store that you saw.
Oh, yeah. We hit this place called Hollywood Candy. And it's a store that's just got about every kind of candy there is in the world. And then some. I found candy from my childhood. It has a whole room of Pez.
See, I'm interested in the other candy from other countries and stuff like that.
Yeah, they've
got... There's certain candies I've been looking for.
They might have them. They might have them. They have a location there in the old marketplace, and they had another one in the mall we went to. I think it was called West Roads Mall, something like that. It's on the map in the Omaha guidebook, but it had another location there. That one actually seemed a little bit bigger at the mall, but still cool, worth the trip. Then checked out Bob the Bridge, which is this walking bridge. You know, woohoo! It was kind of fun. They light it up at night.
Hope that it's windy out there, huh?
Yeah, it's a cable suspension bridge, and it kind of moves a little bit in the wind. And if you get seasickness or motion sickness, it's kind of weird.
Does it have, like, graded?
No.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I can.
People would be hurling off that left and right. Hopefully there'd be nothing underneath. Hopefully not the district, shopping district.
I can handle, you know, going up in tall buildings, I can handle flying, but when you can see below mm-hmm. you when you're walking, that thing at the Grand Canyon.
It's about as bad as like a St. Louis Arch.
Oh,
and it was windy that day, and nobody tell you. Oh yeah, it kind of sways up there. By the way,
nice.
Oh,
nice. Yeah. So, yeah, no, but the thing in the Grand Canyon, you know the what do they call it? The
observation.
Yeah, it's platform. An observation walk. That's all glass that juts out like 30 feet from the canyon. You look straight down into the canyon.
No thanks.
Yeah, no thanks. Mm. No thanks. Mm.
They got something like that at the House on the Rock.
Oh yeah,
it's a long observation.
Oh, that little needle thing out.
And then
I
think there's a glass in the floor where you can
look down but end. you don't walk on the glass.
I don't remember. Be able to. I think it's the thick stuff, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna try it.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna try it.
So. No, I don't like stuff like that.
But the House on the Rocks, you know,
jumping up and down on it.
Yeah. House on the Rocks, a pretty cool place there in Wisconsin.
It's an interesting place.
You know,
yeah,
I don't like it after they stuck all the stuff in there. Wait a second.
All the knickknacks and crap.
That whale that they stuck in there.
Yeah, the octopus's garden thing.
Because I've seen the place, you know, before they really started to add on to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards when they put all the...
Before they made it into a tourist trap?
It was a tourist trap before.
It was a tourist trap before, but man, they put a freaking full-size whale with a
squid.
With a boat sticking out of its
mouth. Yeah, and singing Octopus's Garden by the Beatles over and over and over again.
It was freaky. So the last time I went, I thought, God, I don't... Not my thing anymore, but
I don't know. I've been once, and I wouldn't mind going again. It's been a few years, but
well,
I like the Arms and Armor Room.
Well, I have a picture from the first time that I went there with my parents, and I had a little lime green leisure suit on.
Oh, we must get that picture.
Yeah, we must get that picture.
It's awesome. My mom made me the suit.
That's
great.
Oh, I bet.
We definitely
did you have
to get
little,
the picture now.
Little gold medallion right there.
No, I had a white turtleneck on, for Christ's sakes. Come on.
Shirt's wide open.
Brown, I think I had my brown shoes with the three stripes on them, too.
Sweet.
You know, I don't know if they're
Adidas?
Velcro.
No, I think the Puma.
Oh.
LA gear.
LA gear.
I think nice. This is before LA gear.
Wow. Wow. So you got these beers. So yeah. What's the story on the beers again? You got what
well,
kind of beers?
Let's make sure we talk about anything we're going to talk about before we start.
Well, really, I mean, that's the let's
say
let's
you might forget about whatever the hell you're.
Well, that's okay. It'll be it'll make it more fun. Let's drink one now. What do we got?
Okay. Well, I got six different beers.
Okay.
Try out here.
Just reach down and grab one.
So, no, I'm gonna save one to the last, the interesting one.
Okay.
Do you want to try something somewhat tame or something a little more exotic?
Oh.
Let's go.
Give
for
me something.
Let's go for the exotic.
Let's go exotic. Let's just Brian, are you partaking? I know you don't drink beer.
Sample.
He'll
Old
sample.
English 800 malt.
Oh yeah.
A little for my homie.
I tried.
I know
looking
what you're
for,
saying.
I tried looking for Colt 45.
Yeah.
You know Billy D's favorite.
That's
stuff.
That's the choice
but,
of Billy D. Williams.
It's
I
an
couldn't
Old
find
English
anything.
40.
I think it only comes in the 40s, the glass 40s.
Was it like the weekend? Like all the 40s got cleared out or something?
Could be.
I don't know, but we'll make it.
Did it come in at a black, brown paper sack?
They asked if I wanted one. I said no.
Wow.
And the funny thing is, I went to two separate places to get this stuff. First, I went to Ben's Beverage Depot.
Yeah.
Downtown Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
Very nice place.
Good place.
But good they don't food. Have malt liquor like this. You know, fine malt liquor. They don't have fine malt liquor products like
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah. This is a listen to that.
Yeah.
Well, feel it? Real quick, for Ben's Beverage Depot, if you like good cheese and meat and stuff like that, they
oh, yeah.
have a very good deli selection.
Get your specimen.
They do.
Cut.
They're, what was that stuff that Chuck brought over that time?
Whiskey?
No.
I highly recommend
from their meat.
The Irish cheese.
The Irish cheese.
Yeah, they had like Irish sharp cheddar. It was aged, I don't know how many years. Oh, it's good stuff. You know, pour
oh,
a little
yeah.
out for our homies.
No, I'm not,
can we pour
not,
it out in your?
No, not in Zach's
room,
please. Not in
some
Zach's
for
room.
The homies.
All right, here's to
okay,
great
what's
podcast.
It smell like? Oh God, what fine malt
oh.
liquor that is!
Sláinte.
Okay,
that's horrible.
Yeah, that's not very good.
Doesn't really have a taste going down, but it's got a little bit of an aftertaste.
But what do you expect for a dollar and 24 ounces?
Are you serious? That's a dollar.
I got a discount
Are
liquor.
Are you serious?
I got like a discount liquor place.
Hit me up,
like
man.
I think it was like a buck or I think it was like a buck or buck 20, which
holy
I didn't
cow.
Think
I've been drinking the wrong
here,
beer.
Here.
Wow, it's kind of it's not as smooth as say, know. You know, like Ice House, but it kind of has the Ice House taste to it.
Ice House?
It kind of reminds me of Ice House. Hmm. Another cheap beer.
I don't know. Want some more?
No.
No?
I'm good.
wasn't Ice House the one that
Pumphrey.
You always would get because it had a little bit more alcohol in it than other beers.
That's Pumphrey's what you drink when they're out of Busch Light.
Well, Natural Light.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I got out of college, like, I would always get the champagne of beers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love the champagne of beers. You used to bring it over all the
Miller.
Time.
Miller. Oh, yeah. You could get
it's
that for
highlight,
like a
baby.
Nick. You could get it for a nickel. I mean, Christ's sakes.
Wow.
It was like $2 or $3 for like a six pack. It was great. Mm. This stuff, man.
I honestly think
as long as you don't taste it going down.
I think my taste buds are gone.
I don't know.
I mean, just from all the
I'm enjoying sipping this. So
you like sipping this?
Yeah.
Actually, it's kind of a neat way to drink beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't
I feel like
the
I'm
aftertaste,
at a winery.
But...
Okay,
now
so this one
kind of tastes like soap.
Yeah.
This one is the Old English 800, 24 ounces, cost you $1.20. Local
okay.
discount.
What do you suppose the Old English 700 tasted like?
Here, I could set that over here.
700, just not quite up to
just
the high
wasn't
standards.
There.
You know,
all right.
That's only 84 cents.
All right.
You know, I mean, could I have gone into discount liquor and said, you got anything cheaper? You know, what does Cold 40? I was looking for Cold 45.
Right.
You know.
They have it at Quick Shop. At least they used
There's
to.
There's no
Quick Shop down here in the corner.
Hmm. Okay.
Next week.
They need to make like a beer for like... computer geeks would be instead of 800 would be like 1024.
How about a good
beer? Something like that.
Good beer.
How about a good beer?
All right, okay. This is something that you qualify as a good beer?
Well, I don't know. We'll try it out. See, I like Corona with a lime and
oh yeah, this is good. This
you know,
is good. I've had this.
You know, I've never this is a Bud Light Lime.
Bud Light Lime.
I've never tried this. Have
nope.
you guys?
No. Nope. Corona, yes. Bud Light Lime.
Yeah, but
Bud
Corona you're putting your
right.
own in.
It's pretty
and,
good.
And this supposedly is supposed to be salted.
Ooh.
Hmm.
So, it's supposed to lime flavor, and someone said some of these have salty
Whatever. Wait, this is why Chris told me to make sure my lights are on when I go home today. Have you been drinking, sir?
No.
Just sampling.
Just sampling. I just had a beer tasting.
It says right on the back here, number two, consumption of alcohol beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause health problems such as drunkenness.
And fatty livers.
So I won't be driving the bulldozer at night.
No.
Sucks. I was thinking about getting on a forklift and just driving around.
You know, that's probably how this starts whenever you hear a guy in the news, you know, gets in the forklift and evades the cops. Probably starts with a beer tasting.
All right.
This has the same skunkiness that Corona has. Corona has a little bit of a skunkiness to it when you smell it.
Yeah, you can smell that.
Yeah.
It smells a lot better than the last one.
Yeah, it's got... I don't know if it's a skunkiness. It just has a different smell.
It's a different...
I mean, there's skunky, and then there's...
Tastes like Kool-Aid.
What Kool-Aid are you drinking?
Instead of hops, it's...
Well, it's like lime Kool-Aid. There's a lot of lime in this one. Maybe I got stuff off the top of the bottle.
Oh, yeah, there is a lot of lime.
You should have shook it up, Kevin, to get it mixed.
Here we go.
Yeah, shake it up. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, so Bud Light with a lime.
Now, do you taste salt in this?
Not really. I taste more lime than anything.
Yeah.
Tastes like a watered down beer with lime in it.
Yeah.
Very smooth.
Well, I like my Corona better.
Well, it is Bud Light. I guess I should have got the regular Bud.
I don't know. It's all right.
Because otherwise, you know, I did get that Miller 64.
The Ultra?
Yeah, that Ultra 64, only 64 calories.
Oh, wow. For those people who are trying to lose your can?
No, wow.
Water with a beer flavor?
It is just skunky water.
It's probably good to do when you're dehydrated.
Yeah.
There's not much to it. I was like, why would you even drink this? I mean, this doesn't even taste like beer. Anybody want to fish that up? There's not too much left there.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
I'll do it.
It's got a very nice nutty underbelly.
It has a very nutty lime taste.
I detected...
I've been described that way, too.
An oaky nuttiness.
All right.
Should I Lori says I have a nice nutty underbelly.
Yeah. Okay.
Now this one I thought...
Most men do.
Sorry, honey.
I think I got this one just because I thought the bottle looked cool.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, yeah. Is that the Czech one?
This is the Czech one. So as far as I know, that's like... This one's called the Golden... Was it Golden Pheasant?
Golden Pheasant.
So
that's high class.
Product of Slovak... Yeah.
It's not Golden Pigeon by any means.
No.
Hopefully what I don't know is that it's like Golden... Pheasant piss or something like that.
5% alcohol.
Golden pheasant. Nice.
I don't know if you could ferment that, but I'm sure somebody's tried.
Yeah. Well, it says this could cause health problems too, but oh well.
Are we going to have another?
Well,
cataracts?
Take a break between the two beers here.
We got six, man.
Clean the palate?
Mm-hmm. Well, it might take me a while to get this damn thing off.
All right.
Jesus.
That's what she said. Speaking of drinking things, one of the guys at work, Mike Staub, the guy I interviewed with from the paintball place, had pointed out, he was reading CNN, and they were talking about the guys in the International Space Station, how they're trying new ways to conserve water and such. And so they came up with a thing where you can filter your pee, and... all the animals on the ship, not just your urine, but all the wastewater from the ship, and they filter it out, and apparently it's works so well that they're drinking recycled water.
So
they tested it.
Water World has become a reality.
Water World has become reality. As long as Tank Girl doesn't become a reality where they stick those things in you and suck the water right out of you. So, in fact, they said it was pretty good. That's what they were saying. So, I mean...
Had a nutty under.
That's a real nutty underbelly under there.
So yeah.
Now someone's gonna screw that up and like take a crap in it or something.
Bob, you sure you got this filtered right?
That's where you get the
chocolate. No, it's lemonade. Trust me.
It looks a little yellow.
Yeah.
It's crazy. God,
yeah, that would not be the thing that I
bet
they want go wrong in the shuttle, and
they probably banned the country time.
Tang. That was one of the things we did.
Throw some more tang in it, for Christ's sakes. It tastes like crap.
It tastes like piss.
One of the really cool things that we got to see when we were in Omaha, is we went outside of Omaha. We went to the Strategic Air Command Air and Space Museum, and got to see an SR-71 Blackbird up close and personal. Got to see one of the Apollo capsules that didn't get burned up. The landing capsules, very cool stuff. It just a really neat place. It was huge, man. It was as big as like Westdale Mall, and with airplanes parked in it everywhere. Airplanes and missiles and nuclear missiles. It was cool. It was really neat. If you're into airplanes and you want to see a lot of that stuff up close, you want to check that place out. The Strategic Air Command Air and Space Museum. And plus, it's right across the interstate from a wildlife safari thing where you get to see buffalo and reindeer and bears and stuff. It's pretty cool.
So you get to drive around.
We went during the heat of the afternoon, so all the animals were laying down.
So you got to just drive through. You
get out of your cars to go see the bears and the wolf. You get out of your car to go see that, but you only got to walk like, you know, 20 feet, like from the distance from
my... get their attention and then run back.
Just make sure you take somebody that's slower than
something. It was really cool. We got there and the bears were... one of the bears you could see kind of sleeping behind a bush, and then another one was... you didn't even know there was another one there.
But
a guy came out and he knew the bears' names and called them by name, and they came out, and it was really cool.
Oh man, we gotta go.
Cinnabon.
Time to work.
One of the bear's names was Cinnabon, and the other one's name was Licorice. So, very cool.
The one named Killer wasn't there that day.
Yeah, Killer wasn't there. And then there was a gray wolf, and its name was Buddy. It was cool. I think they have more than one. Yeah. Just one was over
that
there.
That you could see.
Yeah, they're very tame looking. For a wolf, but
until he takes her hand off.
Yeah, so but he was far enough away I didn't have to worry about him taking my hand off. But all right, you ready for another one of those beers?
Oh hell yeah.
What do we got now? You got the pheasant open yet?
No, I couldn't get the pheasant open.
You couldn't get the pheasant open.
Like, nope. You need a...
is it a twist cap? Or,
no. I don't know. Take a look.
They don't have them over in Czech Republic. The
Czech village. They don't know about threaded.
You have a
threaded
caps. I got my keys here that has two beer openers on there.
There we go.
That's always important to have beer openers on your keys.
Yeah.
It is. It's amazing how often you need them.
For that drunk on the go that's got to go, and, you know.
It's like drive-through liquor stores.
I was just going to say, yeah.
It's drive blue.
Drive. Can you say drive-through?
Drive-through liquor store.
When I lived
store?
In Georgia, there was liquor? One of those down the street.
Drive-through. Oh.
One of the drive-through liquor stores. Yep.
How's it smell?
That smells like piss.
Pheasant.
Pheasant piss.
It looks like pee too.
That kind of doesn't.
Well, yeah, but that's all beer.
Yeah. What's that smell like?
It smells more like...
it smells like Chex.
It's like
Chex mix or the people themselves.
Well, that is dark.
You know that,
man? That you're right. It
it's
does.
A dark.
Somebody's a little dehydrated.
Yeah. Had a feed boy. They gotta give those pheasants more water.
You know, I'm kitty.
Oh, who am I?
All right. As
this is official product of the Slovak Republic. Awesome.
Well, everybody dance, I guess.
Yes. Woo! And now we dance. Okay. There right. We go. Beer.
Over lips through the gums.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ugh.
That's an aftertaste.
That's horrible.
It kind of just got a licorice taste to it.
It just keeps going.
Yeah.
It's like,
give
I don't
me
know.
The tongue.
No, to me
give
it's
me
like,
a tongue scraper.
It's
kind of
like Guinness, but with other stuff in it.
No, that's
I'm
not
I'm thinking
Guinness.
Like summer
Guinness
sausage.
Is thick.
Summer sausage?
Yeah, that's what to me it's...
I think
I know,
summer
go
sausage.
Figure. Go figure. I don't know.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very heavy smell.
Try that again.
Smell.
No, I'm not going to.
No, I'm going to finish this up. And
right, it's going to last for a couple hours anyway, the aftertaste.
Yeah.
It's kind of thick. You got to kind of chew it.
Yeah. Well, I have to pour that out so I get my nickel back.
It's a cool bottle, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it almost looks like a little champagne bottle.
But if you want to get drunk, do you really want to do all that work?
Oh, hell no. I want easy twist ties or twist tops.
Oh.
Or jugs, or a box.
Everyone wants jugs,
you know,
though.
Especially a 40. Yeah. A 40, I only have to twist it open once. And then I got 40 ounces of goodness.
Yeah. I'll take the bottle.
Okay, good. I'll finish this.
God, that's horrible.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
God, you need a cracker or something.
Premium imported
crackers and cheese to go with that one.
Pheasant.
Or some duck pizza.
Yeah, duck pizza.
With the Chex.
On Quackers.
On a Quaker crust.
Quaker quest. Quacker.
Quacker, please.
Yuck.
Oh, and this one. I bought this just because of... This one I bought just because of a commercial that I saw.
I've had that beer. That's good.
Really?
Yep.
Then should we just not drink it?
No, let's drink it. It's okay. Good.
Hurry up.
What is it called?
Andale, andale.
Tech 8.
Andale, andale. I remember...
It's a Mexican beer.
I remember. I did have this once, but it was such a long time ago. I was in...
Donkey Show in Tijuana?
Tijuana. I was in Tijuana.
Really?
And
you went to Tijuana?
During the day. Wasn't very exciting.
Yeah. You should go after hours.
Well, after seeing the bars, there, that was... They had some very cool bars. They had one that was made with shaped cement, so it was like a cave. So like when you went in, you're like sitting in little caves with tables.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah. And it was like
sure,
an open
sure
bar,
you weren't
too.
At the Playboy Club?
The Grotto.
Yeah, the Grotto.
The Grotto.
Is there one in Tijuana?
So this is, it's a Mexican beer. I had it, the last time I had it was...
Tecate.
Tecate.
Is it Tecate?
Tecate.
Is it Tecate?
I don't know.
Tecate?
It's beer.
Tecate.
Jeez. But no, I remember the commercial where it had this
there you
this
go.
Very aristocratic looking Mexican gentleman that said, "Stay thirsty, my friend." Why would you want to stay thirsty if you keep
this
drinking
one's
this
got
stuff?
Kind of a cheesy smell.
What are you saying, my beer's cheesy?
So we should combine the summer sausages and cheese together.
I was going to say, before you start sniffing the bottle, pour ours.
Well, I'm not putting my nose straight onto the bottle.
Last time I had this, we were in Vegas, and at a Mexican restaurant in the hotel.
You know what? That's not really foaming up very much. You know, like
no, it's not a big
do.
Head.
Because you're a good...
It doesn't have a lot of head.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mexicans never were good at head.
Mm. Slago.
Really. Hey, I like that.
That's pretty smooth.
Yeah, it is.
That's
smooth.
Pretty good. Tecate.
Need some lime and
you don't
salt.
Have to stay.
I was gonna say it tastes like the Bud Lime without the lime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only this has a little more flavor to it.
Do you put a lime in one?
Oh,
of these?
You can. Most Mexican beers, I think you do.
Hmm.
It's more festive.
It's more festive. Yes.
Wow. Wow.
That's pretty good. I like that one.
Very smooth.
Tecate.
That's got a neat name. Tecate.
Tecate.
Tecate. Tecate. Karate.
It's like Mexican karate. I know Tecate.
With Tecate, I'll kick your butt from here to right over there.
That's awesome. Okay.
And what's the price on this one? 14 pesos?
I think this was like $1.50 at the Beverage Depot. This is one of those you could pick up. Like, you can get like a whole...
Case?
No, like a six-pack of them.
Yeah.
For like $8 or so.
You get that in Dos Equis.
Oh, I'll have to pick up Dos Equis.
Swing by a Lowe's for your whip crew for the day.
I've got Tecate.
I got Tecate. Let's go shingle.
Wow.
Let me set that over here before
it falls
over.
How many more
people
can we offend? Oh, ooh, that one's
what
cool.
What culture's
yeah,
left?
Put that one over. Yeah. Okay, this one. Double chocolate stout. I've always seen beers that say they're chocolatey, and I... want to find one that is chocolatey. I'm
right.
Sure it just tastes like Guinness or whatever.
So this isn't the pukey one, huh?
No, I saved that for last.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What is it?
Sure, that wasn't the second one we drank?
It's got a pretty bottle.
It does. I
oh,
like the bottle.
No.
It's big purple with ram ears on it.
Yeah. If you drink it all, you'll get the horns, boy.
I figured it was made with goat pee or something.
Kind of scares me. Yeah. Where is this made at? College Station, Texas?
Cool.
Woo! College students make it.
Hey, speaking of things being made or remade.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The UK.
Did you guys hear about the they're remaking Buffy? Or they're making a new Buffy movie? But Buffy the Vampire Slayer without Joss Whedon and without...
Rutger Hauer.
Without Rutger Hauer. Well, without... Well,
why
basically,
even bother?
Jeez,
why
Rutger
bother?
Hauer. How old is that dude now?
What, like 79? 80? Who knows? But they're making a new one. And it's in development, and I don't know. I'm not too excited about it.
I'm not too excited about it either.
The other thing, the one I am excited about, the remake, or that this is actual remake, Flight of the Navigator. Paul Reubens was in that one, too. He was the voice of the Navigator. It was about
in the original one?
Yeah, in the original one. He was the voice of the big silver spaceship that kidnaps a kid and then brings him back 8 years later, but the kid hasn't aged. Love that movie. Love
kinda
that
like
movie.
Paul Reubens.
Kind of like Paul Reubens.
But would it work a second time?
Yeah, I think it would. I think they could make it even better.
Oh, with special effects nowadays.
Look at that.
Wow, that is
that's
a chocolatey. That's a dark
That's
beer.
Chocolatey.
The head is very similar to Guinness.
Oh, my God.
It smells more like a liqueur than a beer.
Wow.
Oh, God.
I think this one was actually the most expensive one.
That's good. It's almost purplish.
It smells like Hershey syrup right out of the can.
Seriously?
Yeah, it smells. It's got that rich chocolate Hershey syrup.
So did I
smell.
Actually get one that was actually a chocolate syrup?
Oh, yeah. It's like a chocolate syrup.
This is called Young's Luxury Double Chocolate Stout.
Yeah, it does have that.
You know, it's got that smelly, the weird metallic smell you get at the out of the can of chocolate syrup.
Yeah, this is about the closest one I've had that have chocolate.
All right, here we go.
If you like Guinness,
it's
I think
flat taste to it.
I don't even think it's like Guinness.
Oh, I do. I think it's like Guinness with chocolate in it.
Really?
A lot more chocolate. Wow.
Not much of a head on it. Head disappeared
it's
quickly.
Like, you know,
very
with the
quickly.
Yeah, it doesn't like, have the nice bubbles like
well,
Guinness does.
Guinness, you could actually they have foam stampers.
Oh, you can watch that for hours.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I had a whole one of those little cans of Hershey syrup, and it has a weird taste. This tastes much like
that old cans. Yeah,
only it
that.
Doesn't have the. It's like missing the middle flavor. It's got the. I don't know. It's good. It's good.
Wow, I haven't thought about the old metal cans in a long time.
It almost tastes like something I get in a manna, like a weird wine.
Oh yeah,
like dandelion rose or something.
Yeah, yeah. Where they forgot to tell you which one you got, and you're like, "What the hell is that?"
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm gonna stay away from this one.
Might be a bad idea.
Yeah,
ale with natural chocolate flavor added.
Wow.
So it's not
flavor.
Well.
Holla.
Okay. Hey, holler.
I had to throw that in there for, you know.
Somebody.
Yeah. Are you having more?
Yeah, he's staying away from it.
I'm staying away from it. Oh, another
just,
shot.
Just this one.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm staying away from it. Okay. Get that away from me.
All right. So.
Zach's going to come home and.
Oh, boy. Yeah, all these. I'm sure we won't clean up before Zach has to go to bed.
Or yeah, just leave them in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not doing that one again.
Okay.
All right.
No, oh, now what?
What is this?
Oh, my God. Oh,
I ain't
God.
Even going to tell you.
It says Bud Light on it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a Bud Light, Chad.
That doesn't mean much. It's orange.
This is going to be interesting. I don't want to tell you what this is until you drink
Wait,
it.
Wait, give me a clean cup because this one's got chocolate residue in it.
Yeah.
Clean cup. Oh, my God.
Well, okay. I don't want to mess up the flavor if it's something that's fresh that one. Nasty.
Fresh one?
Oh, I oh, no. So Rocky Mountain oysters in it or what?
Oh, God. You hope not. Oh,
okay.
That's just.
Okay, remember, we have the thing that we puke in right there.
Okay, well.
Don't pour it over the electronics.
Oh.
It looks like orange. Zip! Looks like orange pop.
It does look like orange pop.
Take a real small dose there.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
no.
Enough. That's enough, you bastard. Go ahead and begawk me. I've never been begawked.
No, that wasn't begawk worthy. Begawk!
Kevin.
You know what?
Here we go. That's begawk worthy. Thanks.
This is awesome. It's got a description on the side here.
Okay.
Actually, it's in Spanish.
Okay.
So
let's smell it.
You ready to go?
No,
smell it.
Oh, God, that's bad.
What is that?
I have a terrible nose, and that's...
It smells like V8.
What's that smell like?
Oh, nasty.
It smells like V8.
It smells like I left something in the fridge too long.
Ready to go?
No.
No.
God help
okay,
me.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
You go first.
God, that is tasty. Go ahead, guys.
Oh.
Go.
Oh, no.
Go.
Oh, my God.
Go.
I did. Oh, and the aftertaste is even worse.
Oh, God.
They sell that?
Oh, and you drank it all. Oh,
my god!
Oh,
where's so, that nasty pheasant chop?
Oh my god! Give well, me some of that steak. Yeah, he's using the he's mouthwashing with the golden pheasant beer.
God. Chad's taking all of our Clamato or whatever it is. And,
okay. Oh, that's you have a guess? Do you have a guess what this is?
No.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Remember when we would go to convenience stores and I'd see that in the convenience store and I had no idea what it was?
Oh.
Somebody explained to me one day what it was and I said, that
what is it?
That's horrible. Who the hell would drink that? Who would drink that? And you know what the guy told me? Mexicans. He said usually Mexican descent. They drink quite a bit of this.
What is it?
And if you want to know what it is a tomato juice and beer cocktail.
Wow.
And it's called Clamato.
Clamato.
Now, no, I told you. STD. It has clams in it. It has shellfish and clams in it. It says right here on the site. Yes, really? I told you.
I thought it was just tomato juice.
No, that's why it's called Clamato. It's clams and tomato and Bud Light.
Oh.
Is that a recipe for... I'm not going to work tomorrow.
Luckily, I don't have to work till noon.
Man.
How many bathrooms do you have?
Oh, and it does have salt and lime in there, too.
Well, of course.
Well, that overpowers the clams.
And right below it, what does it say?
The perfect combination?
From hell.
There you go, segue.
Okay, what is this called? It's called Chilada. Chilada Bud Light beer with a natural flavor and certified color. Certified color. Certified puke color.
That was
kind of orangish.
Where'd you buy that at?
Oh, man.
I thought it looked like orange pop, you know, the
it kind of looks like orange pop. You want to know where I bought this?
Yes.
Any freaking convenience store here in town.
It's probably
Cedar
Walmart.
Rapids, Iowa. This is
Walmart
like,
does not sell that. We sell a lot of crap, but not
this
bad.
Is popular. This is popular is what I've been told.
Not in this house.
Amongst the...
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, thank you.
You must be confusing Chinese with Mexican.
Let's give it to the kids.
You want a shot of the chocolate stout?
No, I'm fucking with my Coke.
I think we finished up all the good beers and left the...
I think we'll be...
You want to give it to your wife? Let her try it?
She doesn't
it
drink
off
beer.
That?
No.
She
wants
give it to the kids.
Though. No.
Yeah. There you go. It's clams.
It's good for you know what? It. You know what you do? You give this to your kid. Tell him this is your first beer, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you
go. Turn him off for life.
Yeah.
He'll never drink again.
Yep.
Drink that whole can, boy.
Exactly. You want to take a hit off that?
How big a can was that?
Give me a dollar.
No, that's okay.
$1. Oh, can you imagine drinking a
pint? I'll do it.
I don't have $100.
Pass.
Can you imagine drinking a pint of that?
Oh, you still
drinking
more. I couldn't
even finish the
one. What?
I couldn't even finish the little specimen cup.
I know. I can...
Are your taste buds growing back yet from your non-smoking?
Oh, damn.
Ugh. Nice.
Jumper cables.
Okay, get rid of that. Get away from me. Get away from me.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Me. You can buy that in a convenience store. Is that just amazing?
No, you can buy cigarettes in convenience
beer
stores,
with
too.
Clam, tomato,
I'm looking forward
salt,
to doing
lime,
this
juice.
Again. This was fun. Next week, you going to do some more?
Well, if you want me to, but I don't know if I can top Clamato.
Well, you don't have to get nasty beers, but this is wow. That was fun. Speaking of things from
fun?
Hell. Sam Raimi's got a new movie coming out this week.
Segue.
Yeah, very good segue. Drag Me to Hell. It's about, to me it looks kind of like, you ever seen the Stephen King movie Thinner?
I know it, but
yeah.
Well, it reminds me of that.
I remember that.
The one guy pisses off a gypsy who puts a curse on him.
Damn gypsies.
Well, it kind of looks like the same thing in this movie, except for it's a chick who wouldn't help this lady, so she puts a curse on this lady, on this chick. And she gets drugged to hell, apparently.
Wow, we offended two groups of people. Women.
More than two, I believe.
Women,
chicks,
gypsies,
and
gypsies.
And
Czech people, and
Latinos.
Mexicans.
To our Glutino listeners, I apologize.
But you got bad taste in beers.
I don't apologize. That's nasty.
That's just, drink something better. That's just
you
wrong.
Know what? You know what the sad thing is? Is when I went to the convenience store to buy that. That was the last one. That was the last goddamn one. So,
yikes.
Yeah, so there's like three or four people before me that was like, damn, I got to have me one of those Clamatos.
Wow.
Or maybe they all have podcasts, too.
Now I remember why I don't drink much.
Yeah, I don't drink much either, but...
That'll cure you.
Yeah.
Cure me. Wow. Holy frijoles. Anything else you guys need to plug?
What a downer. It just kills the conversation. Clamato.
Ugh.
If you want to end a party, if your guests are staying too
long,
pull
out the Clamato. Pull
out the Clamato.
That or the Yukon Jack.
Yeah.
It sounds like an STD. I should tell you right there.
Yeah. A little penicillin will take care of that, right?
Clamato and chlamydia. What was the cheap spam that we...
Treat.
Pull out the Clamato and treat.
Let's say, Clamato here, treat. Let's eat up, folks.
Jesus.
Clamato I got a, shots. Since we lost the can of treat, I got a new thing for this Christmas.
What's that?
I don't want to tell.
All right. But,
all right.
Yep. One of these days
we're
going to
pass around a can of Clamato.
maybe it'll be two things this year.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to break out the can of Spotted Dick this year, but I haven't broke it out yet. Left it.
God, my stomach is sick now.
We just mixed like six beers.
You might have found the cure for the swine flu right there.
Yeah.
Kills everything inside you.
All right, then.
Drink up, yum, yum.
I really don't have a reason to live anymore.
You've done it all.
Yeah.
I've had Clamato.
I'm done. Game over, man. Game over.
I'm out. This is it.
Just don't tell the
women. You're right, though.
Don't tell your girlfriend.
I've had Clamato. I got herpes. You know,
I'm going to go home and kiss my wife. What the hell?
Yeah, Doc, can I get an appointment? Why? Well, I got Clamato.
You can get Clamato outbreak without showing signs of an outbreak.
Is this the Clamato episode? We can make the Clamato
episode. Yeah, Clamato is the title.
I'm a little lightheaded now. It's warm in here. I'm dehydrated, and I just drank a whole
bunch of
beers.
Well, we got plenty of drinks over there.
Yeah, yeah. Some Clamato is refreshing.
Yeah.
I have another bottle of water if you'd like one. Would you like a bottle of water?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, because, you know, that Coke that I just drank, it's more of a diuretic.
All right. Yeah. Woo!
Okay, so what's your favorite? Of all the beers we drank, let's rank them. What's number one? Well, I'm going to say Bud Light, actually. Light Salt and Lime.
Tecate.
Yeah, I'm going to say Tecate, too, yeah.
Tecate.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that I don't have to dig out a lime and cut it up.
The Clamato was fun to watch.
It was fun to watch, but...
Especially when you were, like, taking all of our shot glasses and couldn't do anything to take the taste out of your mouth.
I think my second favorite was...
I needed a video camera.
It was either the Bud Light or it was the Old English.
Old English, I'd have to drink a little bit lower than that.
That was number three.
Number three?
Yeah.
Bud Light is number two.
Maybe the chocolate stout and the pheasant piss.
Yeah,
and...
that's fine sipping malt liquor. Yeah.
So there we go. So the...
The Bud Light and the Tecate, we'll say the beer tie for number one.
I think the Tecate's for my books, the top. Yeah.
I'd vote Tecate.
Yeah. So we got Tecate, Bud Light, Lime, Old English... chocolate beer, pheasant piss, and clam juice.
Not just chocolate. All right.
No, it's golden pheasant.
I really hope the golden pheasant company is listening to the podcast tonight. Sons of bitches.
If they were in...
I was going to sponsor the show, too.
They're in Czechoslovakia. What?
Yeah, I wish I would have paid attention when my Czech ancestors were talking to me.
I kind of wondered why they had such a big Czech... Czech section, and then it's because
it's like
it's
across the river from the Czech Museum.
Yeah,
just a thought.
Well, it's not like right downtown.
But is it really that many Czech people actually live in the Czech village nowadays?
Used to
get a kolache.
There's an awful lot of. We have a very large Czech population here.
It's not centralized in just Czech. It's not like Chinatown.
Right, that's true. Yeah, I think a lot of the Czechs are all over the place.
Yeah, they moved around.
Like
gypsies
next time, we'll have to run to Iowa City and go to that grocery store. I can't think of the name of it, but I know where it's at.
Dirty John's Grocery?
Yeah.
Dirty John's.
They've got some beers from all over.
Back when my dad used to work for the Coca-Cola company, he used to deliver Coca-Cola all over. Iowa City was on his route. And Dirty John's Grocery's been there for years. One of the things that I remember, a little history about that place, was... My dad was so excited when the first arcade game that talked to you was out. He made a special trip home to come get me, to drive me all the way down to Iowa City to Dirty John's Grocery to check out the arcade game that talked to you.
What game was that? Yeah,
I think it was...
Pong 2?
No, it was... what is your game that you like? The I Am Sinistar.
I was waiting for you to say it. I was wondering if it was going to be Sinistar. That one was scary. Does he just like yell at you?
I hunger.
Yeah,
I
you're like hunger.
And so
and then when he started chasing you, you're like, get away, get away, get away.
Hang on, I have Sinistar.
Let me... Is it like the Bejeweled guy?
No, the Bejeweled
guy. 1 minute!
Yeah, that is pretty scary.
Excellent!
Isn't that more Mortal Kombat?
That could be.
Or the same guy.
Fatality. But this is Bejeweled.
Finish it.
I got a fatality in Bejeweled.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
It is hot in here.
And also, that's just the Clamato. You really, for the song for this episode, should use Rap Chop.
Episode?
Episode? Oh, yeah, yeah, I haven't been drinking Clamato. No, sir. Oh. No, sir. Take a breathalyzer and probably melt the damn thing.
Take me to jail, please. Book me.
Do you have a bathroom there?
My insides are melting.
Yeah.
I am Sinistar.
Wow. Okay, everybody, just pretend. Oh, that was so cool. Man, I haven't heard that for years.
I have it.
How about Zaxxon? You got Zaxxon?
I don't. Oh. I got Frogger. And Hubert. Tron. Zaxxon?
Zaxxon.
Tron was one of mine. The Star Wars sit-down, stand-up game was my favorite when I was a kid.
Is it raining?
Use the Force, Luke.
I like the graphics. At Chuck E. Cheese, they had a fireman game. That was fun.
Was that the one where you sit on the back and have to...
No, it was one where you stand up and it had like this fire hose that, you know, is it... Right at waist level.
Oh,
it
was,
so you could feel like you're compensating for something?
Yeah, except for it's made for kids, and when somebody our size gets up there, yeah, it looks like you're spraying everywhere.
Yeah.
With your dong.
Sorry, honey.
Because you just drink Clamato. Now it burns a little bit.
I just like remember a fire hose. I remember that from your one birthday party a couple, or like 3, 4, or 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
At Chuck E. Cheese.
I remember that.
Wow.
We did a show there that
time. Yeah, we did. It was an impromptu show at Chuck E. Cheese.
That wasn't embarrassing at all.
Because I remember sitting on the, because they had the Battletech game. It's one where you actually sit in it and stuff, and little kids are like, get out. And I'm like, hell no.
I got dollars.
I got credit card, kid.
Yeah.
I got a money clip, bitch. Get back.
So, are you guys playing any games lately? Anything?
Just finished Godfather 2.
How was that?
It was pretty good. Got to about 10 hours into it, and then I just got bored with it.
All right.
Although, I got to tell you, there's certain ways of killing people in the game. And
chainsaw?
No, even worse than that. Oh. They have different execution styles, and one of them is where you actually stick a baseball bat in someone's mouth and then smash the baseball bat onto the ground.
So, I saw that. Are you an enforcer? I know Luca Brasi dies in the first one.
They make you like a Don.
Okay.
You're like a Don, and you have to build your family, and you can send people. It's weird. It's almost like Grand Theft Auto, but team based.
Do you know they got a new Grand Theft Auto coming out? Something about Gay Leroy or something like that.
What the hell? You know that big Grand Theft Auto figure, Gay Leroy.
There's a new Grand Theft Auto game coming out.
You getting the cop car, pull over. Pull over.
Hang on, let me find
Gay Leroy.
Okay, I stole that from Eddie Murphy.
Who's going to pay $20 for Gay Leroy?
I don't know. I might.
Gay George?
You would.
Boy George.
Yeah.
Boy George.
Oh, who posted that?
Kevin's mad at me because I won't turn my Gay Xbox Leroy. On anymore. I said, you're mad at me because I haven't turned my Xbox on in, a month now or something?
You need to
will.
Dust her off.
I know. I'm hoarding the Wolverine game.
Yeah. There's some little kid that keeps walking on the counter. Do you get Wolverine in? I want to size people up.
I've had it for Ryan Shawner.
He just always keeps it.
I had it for, 2 weeks? I haven't opened it yet.
You need to slice some dice.
I know. Man. Well, we just found our battery recharger. Because I don't have the battery pack. I was too cheap to buy it. So couldn't recharge my batteries.
Squash your head. Keep going.
Keep the show going. Okay. Yeah. Mind the show, Chad.
I finally bought Crysis. They came out with an all-in-one of the Crysis and the two add-ons that they had. So my computer can barely run it. That's fun. I like it.
Crysis is good.
Mm-hmm. They're coming out with some groups doing like a MechWarrior. I'm a big MechWarrior fan, and they're coming out with a. full conversion for it, and they actually got the okay from Microsoft, because Microsoft holds the electronics rights for MechWarrior, so they're actually redoing it, and it looks beautiful.
It's Grand Theft Auto Ballad of Gay Tony.
Wow.
Okay, we might as well.
Okay.
What did I say before? Gay what?
Gay Leroy.
Gay Leroy.
I was kind of wondering where you pulled Leroy out from. That guy, you know?
Leroy Jenkins.
He kissed my girl, my Clamato.
It's coming out this fall, 1999.
Oh, this is real?
1999?
This is real, 1999. Rockstar announces today, Grand Theft Audio, Auto 4. It's a download, and it's the Ballad of Gay Tony.
They really just don't care.
Well, you know, they've insulted everybody else and ticked off every...
Well, if you played it, Gay Tony's the guy who runs the club.
The gay guy?
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, so I guess, apparently. So, Ballad of Gay Tony.
Cool.
So you get to be a biker in a biker gang, the last one.
Apparently Tony comes to Iowa and gets married.
I was going to say, they could really irritate the conservatives that always
take a flight to Iowa.
Go after the video games by having them, you know, have gay marriage in it. You know,
yeah. There you go. So. Well, I think that one guy, the one guy that was after all the video games, the lawyer who ended up getting disbarred or something stupid.
Yeah.
Jack, whatever his name is.
Jack Thompson.
Jack Off, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
You mean the actor?
There's an actor, Jack Off.
No, Jack Thompson.
Oh, Jack Thompson.
I'm sure in a porno someplace there's a Jack Off someplace.
Yeah. So. You would know, Schoenhardt.
Pretty hard in German, man.
Crazy. Crazy. So anything else we need to plug, talk about? No? All right. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode 36 of The Can Man Show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Brian Bodensteiter, for joining us. Butters, I really appreciate it. Thank you, Ryan Schoenhardt. Kevin Kappas, I love you,
Kevin,
man.
Kevin Clamato Kappas.
Kevin Clamato. That's your nickname from here on out. Kevin Clamato Kappas. So wow.
Download this, get the beer nuts.
Yeah, make sure you know, if you like the show, tell your friends. If you don't like the show, tell your enemies. That's a line that Abe used to use at the comics and action shows.
Wait, do we have a shout-out at all?
Yeah, I do need to do a shout-out to, real quick, our sponsor, Steve Red Dog Hoskins. So shout-out to Steve. Thank you for sponsoring the show. For another
tip of Clamato in his direction.
Yeah, well, tip of Clamato in his way, his direction.
Yeah.
Ryan, you got a shout-out to anybody?
Just Butters? My wife. Just my wife. Hi, honey. Love you.
Just Ryan's wife. That's it.
Just Ryan's wife. Yeah. Hi, honey.
Come get me.
No, I'm
call a cab.
I'm gonna finish this Clamato. Fine.
Yeah. There's a shot for that. I'm sure.
I now have Clamato. I'll be home with you.
We gotta go to the doctor first.
Well, thanks again for listening, ladies and gentlemen, to the Can Man Show. We appreciate you listening, and you know, if you have ideas for the show, or you know, don't
More
send me an email anyway. We like to hear from you if you. If you have anything to say, if there's a beer we should drink, send me an email, thecanmanshow@gmail.com, or Twitter me at thecanmanshow. Just at thecanmanshow.
Kevin will drink anything. Send it in.
And anyone can Twitter me.
And you can Twitter Butters.
Well, Twitter.
Twitter.
Not so much on the Twitter page. I'm Twitterable.
You're Twitterable?
All right.
I'm not Twitterable.
Tweets.
Tweet him. Mm-hmm. Next week, hopefully, we'll have Jamie back, and hopefully we'll have...
We're going to make... What, you're going to save that back. Clamato so he can drink it.
Yeah, we'll save it. Save it for him. Save it for Jamie. Yep.
I think then don't they have a new what's the slap chop guy? Don't they have a new video?
Rap chop.
Maybe if I can get the rights to the song, I'll play it. So
there is no rights really.
All right.
Anyway.
So all right. So here we go.
Hi, it's Fitz with Slap Chop. You could have been in great mood all day. You can slap your troubles away with slap. Slap your troubles away with Slap Chop. Hi, it's Fitz with Slap Chop. You could have been in great mood all day. You can slap your troubles away with slap. Slap your troubles away with Slap Chop. Look, here's a potato. One slap, you got big chunks of stew. Two slaps, don't rise in the second. And look at this. With your add mushroom, the more you do it, your gets your speech anyway. Now, you love salad, you hate making salad. You know you hate making salad, you hate making salad. Since we don't have any salad in your diet, far too small slap salad. A soup, cold slaw, stuff in what, 5 seconds? 4 or 5 seconds, it's done. Best thing is tuna, it's boring. Stop.
Stop having a boring tuna. Stop having a boring life. Add this tuna, make it like this. Now you're gonna have a nice, exciting life. Now here's a hard-boiled egg. One chunk and a pickle, you add the green. And what you can do, you can mix things together. You add ham, and you're gonna love this. You don't have time to make a breakfast. Breakfast to go. Watch this, you're gonna love my nuts. Watch this, you're gonna love my nuts. Watch this, you're gonna watch this. You're gonna watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. Serve my fruit, your mango. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Look at this, isn't that beautiful ice cream? The reason you're gonna slap away every day is because it's so easy to clean. One, two, and pops open my bag. Now these other ones you've seen in the stores, bacteria gets in the food, all the stores have this. You can't clean it, you can't open this up. It's worthless, forget about it. Now take the slab chop, put it back together. Put the slab chop right there, let's put the slab chop right there. Let's put the slab chop right there, let's put the slab chop right there. The skin's at the bottom, the skin's at the bottom. The skin's at the bottom, the skin's at the bottom. The skin comes right off. 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 Now put a tomato in there. Add your cilantro, your hot peppers right there. You hit it like this. Hit it like this. Hit it like this. Hit it like this. Guys, we're gonna make America ski again. One snap at a time. It's guys, we're gonna make America ski again. One snap at a time. It's guys, we're once again. One snap at a time. One snap at a time. We're once again. One snap at a time. One snap at a time. We're once again. One snap at a time. One snap at a time. We're guys, we're one slap at a time. At a slap, 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 slap. I am Vince with Slap Job. You're gonna be in a great mood all day. You're gonna slap in your troubles away with a slap. Slap, slap in your troubles away with a slap job. I am Vince with Slap Job. You're gonna be in a great mood all day. You're gonna slap in your troubles away with a slap. Slap, slap in your troubles away with a slap job.
Daisy, you just got one hand and chop, 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 chop.
Watch this, tacos, fettuccine, linguine, martini, bikini.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man! Can Man Show!
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Cock.